Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 66. I'm whispering because it's 6:47 in the morning and I'm in a hotel room in San Francisco. And I don't suspect that the guests on the other side of the wall wish to be woken up by voiceover shenanigans. Anyway, I'm here in San Francisco performing at the Punchline all weekend. So if you get a chance, come on out. There's two shows tonight on the 4th of March and two shows on the night of the 5th of March. Then I'm heading to Chicago March 16th through 19th. At night, I'll be performing at Zany's. And I will also be at C2E2. I'm doing a signing on the Friday, I believe. And then I'm moderating a panel with Eliza Dushku. Maybe you might want to come to that and then come to the shows at night. That'd be swell. Also, don't forget about the Wilbur Theater in Boston, Massachusetts on April 9th. All this information's at Nerdist.com. I have to stop doing this before someone bangs on the wall. This is my life. Some people get to wake people up in the other room with sex. I get to wake people up in the other room by recording a podcast. This is another hostful episode. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much. Have a good day. I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
I think we're recording.
I think we're recording now.
There doesn't seem to be
any
one not recording. I'm gonna put my phone into
airplane mode.
All right, good stuff.
How you guys doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? It's a Sunday. It's very fucking cold.
Well, not only is it cold, but it's Oscar Day. So
which if you're not from LA, it's a holiday and all the banks are closed on Sunday,
but not Banksy because he's nominated.
He's never closed.
You know who's gonna show? Well, it's like everyone knows now who's gonna show up because at the Spirit Awards, Independent Spirit Awards last night, Mr. Brainwash took the accepted the award.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah, for Exit Through the Gift Shop.
Maybe Shepherd Fairey will accept it.
Damn it, I was supposed to go to that. I was supposed to go to the Spirit Awards, and I couldn't because my book is due this week.
Loser.
And by the time this...
Come on, Teach will give you an extension on that, huh?
But, you know, that's the shitty part of it is, you know, initially, because there's a bunch of shit going on this week, and I'm doing the Punchline all weekend, and so I had said to my editor at Penguin...
We'll call him Frank.
We'll call her Andy.
Andy.
I said, you know...
With an I?
I might... With an I-E. I might need to turn this in a couple days late on, you know, Monday or Tuesday of the following week. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's no problem. And then I realized a large part of my book is about time management. I philosophically cannot turn the book in late. I've painted myself into a corner.
Did the book then just disappear? Out of just faded out of your hands? You're like,
no.
Oh.
I'm going to finish it. But I'm finishing it by not going, you know, to the Independent Spirit Awards. Or
that's how I finish most things.
By not going to the Independent Spirit Awards?
Yep.
And then I also got an email from my friend Sandeep. Who was doing an improv show with Felicia Day and a bunch of people, and he was like, hey, do you want to be the monologist for this? And I'm like, of course, but I can't, because I got to finish my book.
I found out that I was supposed to go to some party-type thing on Friday night where they were just kind of like, it was like a sketch contest, and there was going to be these three groups showing sketch videos they did, and I was supposed to get interviewed afterwards and comment on how they could be better.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. The Birthday Boys were in that.
Yeah, Birthday Boys, Tremendousaur, and Cream. Like, it's like three... you know, great sketch groups. I'm sure it would have been fun. I'm sure the sketch
groups
were great.
Sketch groups.
But I was like, it's raining, it's cold, I'm a little sick, I don't want to go. And then last night, I found out that I would have been paid $1,000. Which, I was just telling everybody about how me and Deanna had a great night in. We just we got some pizza from
Two
Boots.
Two Boots gave you $1,000 to eat that pizza, right?
Oh god! But it was, and then like I was like, I just like, and like I remember earlier in the day, she's like, "Do you regret not going to the thing?" I was like, "No, come on, we had a great evening." And then she looked at my face when I was told I lost out on $1,000, which I could use. And like she was just like, "You still don't regret?" Right? I'm like, fuck no, I would fucking take $1,000 over last night. I'm sorry. That night was worth $999, but fucking $1,000 is even better.
It's sort of like in Arthur, one of my favorite movies of all time, which clearly they should not have remade. Mm-hmm. But when he offers her $200,000 and she turns it down, and then you hear her father on the other side of the wall just go,
yeah.
I'm sorry you didn't get your $1,000.
Oh, it's fine. All right.
What'd you do?
My headphones are now.
Well, because we're in the professional setup at the E radio station, and you know, we're just getting used to the fact of that we have nice equipment to play with now.
Shit, are there any other headphones?
Those headphones ain't working for you.
Oh, here,
they just kind of got tweaked over to the side. I'm sorry. I like hearing.
Speaking of tweaked headphones, you know, Nerdist podcast listeners.
You know, this one
accidental segue.
This wouldn't happen if it weren't.
Nerdist podcast listeners get $10 off if you go to tweakedaudio.com/nerdist and get rad earbuds. They've got the wood grain ones and a bunch of
wood
different
grain
colors.
Ones are out of stock.
They're out of stock right now. They've got four other colors. But you know what has been very nice is I've been getting emails and tweets from people saying, I was kind of on the fence about this headphone thing, but I got them and they are fucking awesome. So people are absolutely loving their tweaked audio.
Don't forget to break those
headphones
in. Play something loud.
Yeah, get
24
them.
Hours.
Support the podcast. Support the podcast because Jonah just gave up $1,000 for
just,
no reason.
It's like it would have been
it's
the
weird
easiest.
That you get paid to go to parties.
It would have been. I would have had to like comment, and it would have been easy. And it was like, and then like Kumail's like, yeah, I was so confused why you didn't come. And I was just like, well, you didn't tell me.
Is Kumail in now starring in American Me? Because I can't figure out what that accent was.
That's Kumail's voice.
That was good. That was Gaston. I mean,
no, Gaston from Meltdown. I was like, dude, all the time, everywhere. Everyone's positive.
Was that not the same exact accent he just did?
Those are pretty similar.
What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. I've never seen Gaston and Kumail in the same.
You said, why this? And then I said, oh, all the time, everywhere. Those don't sound anything
alike.
Someone
will cut those together and you'll realize how wrong you are right now. And then I'll be happy.
What are you pulling a Jonah on me for?
Because someone
Excuse
has to.
Excuse me. I don't mean to break up this little clit picnic. I do want to say, I like your Kumail because it almost sounded like, One comedy party, two comedy parties, $1,000 Jonah does not get to take home.
Now you're slipping money.
You're slipping into Yatsuk Smirnoff.
Hey, why don't you do some voices, asshole?
Hey, guys, what a country. What a country.
I spent all day yesterday doing Mr. Magoo at work.
Really? Did it sound like this? Hey, I'm Matt doing Mr. Magoo.
You're spot on. Were you there?
Are you doing the voice now?
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell.
I love you guys. You're fun.
We
glad
started
you love
you should
us.
Hug it out. What's... And if you go to hug Matt Myra, you'd get your arms further around him because this motherfucker lost 26 pounds.
26 pounds. I can't, though.
You've lost 26 pounds, dude.
Oh, that was, when was that? Wednesday? It's like 29 now. It's
That's
like...
fantastic.
Well, don't get cocky
it's
about it.
It's a pound a day. I mean,
don't get cocky don't about it. It's good stuff. 29 pounds, dude. That's awesome.
It's impressive.
Thank you. It's easier than you'd think.
How much cock weight did you lose?
6 ounces.
Wow.
Yeah. That's no good, but you gotta take the good with the bad.
You gotta take the good with the bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could just wrap bacon around your dick.
Everything goes right to my balls now, though, so it's like...
Was that weird Dave Chappelle bit where he's talking about like getting Botox in his balls, so it's just like very sheen and taut?
I don't know, but I want to hear it now.
Yeah.
So what else did you guys get done this week? You shot a pilot, for crap's sake.
I shot
and
a pilot last
word on the street is, I was in New York on a little Wired assignment, but word on the street was that your pilot was fantastic and you did an amazing job.
Well,
Those are both accurate.
Thank you. Thank you to the stranger that told Chris and to Matt, who was there. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I had a good time doing it. A lot of my friends showed up and were very pleasurable. And they were, you know, it's like the pilot process, you know, is like, it's kind of stop and go and you got to kind of do things over again.
Yes.
And, yeah, I don't know. It was a blast and, you know, we can only hope for the best, but you know, anything can really happen at this point.
Yeah. That's totally out of your control. But the important thing is that you did it and it's done and you now have a pilot that no matter what happens, so that no one can take that experience away from you.
Yeah. No,
and that's awesome.
It was awesome. I mean, we still got some editing to do, but like, I'm really like everyone that worked on it was really awesome. It was really a fucking... It was one of the coolest things I've ever done in my life.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great.
I just got to hold on to you guys as long as I can before you go off and get famous with your show and Matt becomes a great stand-up who's 170 pounds by the time this is all over.
Never. My goal's always been 280 pounds. That's always been my goal ever since I can remember.
What'd you start out at?
When? I mean, at my heaviest, I was like 480.
No, really?
Yeah, but that was in college.
Yeah, because you're not. You haven't been 480 for a while.
No. I was.
You lost weight then moved out here, right?
Yeah.
You said I could fit into a bikini. Let's go to fucking Los Angeles. Yeah,
we should do.
I could fit on a plane, and then I went.
We could also just use them like interstates. Yeah, I was. I used to drive down the 480. Yeah.
No, I think in when I was in San Francisco, I was probably like 370. I want to say. And now I'm like 344.
Now we could have made it up that hill.
Yeah. Maybe.
we were in his car, his hybrid, and we got stuck because the incline was too steep on a hill in San Francisco.
You can't blame me. I would blame the manufacturers of the Honda Civic Hybrid.
That's hard to believe because I would think that the hybrids are power horse vehicles.
You would think that would translate to torque because of the electric motor, but in the Civic Hybrid, it's just a motor assist, so it doesn't really do the same thing a Prius does.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's scary.
Never go back there ever again.
You're
looking good, though, buddy.
You're looking good.
Feel good.
Today's your cheat day.
Today's my cheat day.
It's exciting.
I watched Daybreakers again last night. It's on Instant Watch right now. I think that's a very underrated movie.
We all did the...
Oh, is that the one with Ethan Hawke?
Yeah.
I saw that. Janet and I watched that too and loved it.
Yeah. I don't know why it just kind of slipped under the radar. It's a very sci-fi take on vampire movies.
It's a genius take on that. And Ethan Hawke actually came... I remember when he came on Attack of the Show to promote that. And I was like, this movie looks pretty cool. And we watched it and it was fantastic.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Attack of the Show gets a weird spectrum of people in there.
Yeah, it sure does.
They really do.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. It's a daily show. Okay. We get all sorts of people on there.
We also did One Star, which both of you guys were...
Oh, my God, One Star was fantastic. Oh, yeah, man, yeah. Again, you and Tom Lennon crushed that shit.
Yeah, that was fun.
One Star was... everyone came out and read reviews for the 24-hour fitness in Koreatown.
Still my gym.
And it was framed. It was framed around a Civil War theme. So people came out like in workout / old battle garb.
Yeah, bloodied. They've been through something, and that something was the 24-hour fitness.
And then there was a band that was playing just like
muted Civil War
march music.
Yeah,
I remember everyone after the show. I was still wearing my sling because my arm's still fractured, and everyone was like, "You could take that off." I was like, "No, this is real."
Like, you fractured your arm for the show?
Yeah, man, I'm really dedicated. But I remember like Paul Scheer was like, "Hey, man, why are you still wearing that?"
That's actually pretty fun, Paul Scheer.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, it was a good, it was a
it was
great
a really,
show.
Really it turned fun out show. Better than yeah, I it turned out was great. John Cho was great.
John Cho was fantastic.
I was glad I got to see the whole thing. I was worried I wasn't going to be able to make it from the Ted Leo show in
time. Yeah. How much of it did you see?
I saw the show.
Yeah.
I got there in the beginning.
Oh, really?
I got there before it even started.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was very, very pleased. The Ted Leo show. A little bummed I had to leave early, but it was a fantastic show.
Oh, that's right.
Show.
I did talk to you right before.
Exactly. Yeah, like Paul F. Tompkins and Ted Leo did some a bit in the beginning of his show. It was amazing.
Holy crap!
Yeah, it was a fucking fun show. Out like, in Eagle Rock.
It was really weird. Like Weird Al saying, "Thanks, Matt, for having me on your show," and I was like, "Thank you, Weird Al."
Yeah. Weird Al stuff was great. Just all the shortest, so most violent ones.
Yep. Gross!
We recorded it. We have it's on tape. We're gonna get that onto a.
You put it on tape? Why did you put it onto a tape?
Reel to reel.
It's on a
R2R.
On some wax cylinders.
Audio
there?
Track is separate, controlled by a large computer.
Are you gonna put it out? We could put it out as a podcast.
I'm thinking about it. I'm gonna see what the audio quality likes.
If it turned out really good,
yeah.
We'll put it up as a bonus Nerdist podcast
if
you want.
I think so. Yeah. No, I think that they should. The kids should hear the. I think the 24-hour fitness in Koreatown should be responsible.
You should actually
maybe
go
fucking
in.
Clean. Be a sponsor.
Maybe fucking clean.
You should put in though. Like you should put in the. You could edit all together, all the speeches together, and then put the music in. Kind of have it.
Yeah,
coming out,
yeah.
Kind of produce it a little bit. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that was it. It was a good show.
That was a great show.
I can't believe that it went an hour and a half. We really thought it would go 45 minutes, but it went an hour and a half.
Shows almost always go longer than you think
people
they're going to go.
Enjoyed it.
Because that's because you have to factor in the laughs, Matt. That's good extra time that you need padding for. I don't know who this character is, but I don't like it.
That's Little C.
That's Little C.
Sure is Little C. Man, those knobs are huge. Sure are, Little C.
Matt, how's your writing coming?
It's coming. I mean, I've been doing, anything I write right now is sort of been geared towards the stand-up area.
Good.
So
we've been getting a lot of emails about you from people.
That's been the writing, but I have to get out there and do it. So that's coming.
Well, you're doing Meltdown soon.
Doing Meltdown on Tuesday, Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'll be hosting. Kumail will be out of town on his tour.
And then I'm going to go to Bruco, I think, on Tuesday.
You're going
to
do Bruco?
Are you still going to go with me?
Yeah, I think
or
I can go.
Has your Tuesday changed?
No, I think I can go.
I can go now.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be any jokes around.
I got some new shit I could try.
Yeah, I haven't done Bruco since 2008.
The Bruco.
It's a weird fucking feeling going back. I remember I think I texted you or called you after I went back after 5 years.
Oh, yeah, I haven't been there. And Furman and I stopped by there like 2 years ago. Just for people listening who don't know, the Westwood Brewing Company before it was at a place called the Gypsy Cafe. And that's where I... you know, officially started doing stand-up, like, years after college. That's where I really started doing stand-up was at the Gypsy Cafe, and this was in 98, maybe. And at that open mic, you could see the likes of Zach Galifianakis, Maria Bamford, Patton, Posehn, Greg Barrett, Blaine Kapach, Paul F. I mean, like everyone. And then everyone sort of went their own ways, and the Gypsy Cafe moved to the Westwood Brewing Company, And I continued to go for quite a while.
Yeah,
and
that's when we met, pretty much.
That's where I met you and Morgan Murphy and just all sorts of really terrific comics. And then, I don't know, like maybe 5 years ago, I kind of stopped going.
Yeah. I stopped going around end of 2005, even before that.
But it is a great open mic.
When I came out, that's where I went.
I think still is one of the best open mics.
Our buddy Vance Sanders runs it and he's terrific.
Robert
Yasumura.
Team Yasumura.
So.
I love how mean he is to everyone that's new. Like that place used to have an air of clickiness. Like if you weren't a regular, that you weren't welcome. That air has become a solid mass of hatred.
No.
I mean, like, but you
it's
know,
interesting. Yeah, it really is.
It's like getting gang jumped in.
Yeah. But Yasumura is so funny at it. You know, everyone cracks up.
Yeah, it is weird though.
It's like that room. I guess most open mic rooms. It's weird. It's like it's like going to the gym when there's one piece of workout equipment and everyone's watching you, waiting for their turn to work out on
that. That's funny.
It's like, come on. Okay, my turn.
It's good though. I mean, if you come out to LA and you want to start doing comedy, the Westwood Brewing Company is a fantastic place to start. It's a
legendary
Tuesday night show.
And people are still there. They still got guys that are fucking amazing there, like Moses Robinson. Still goes and
oh
still
my
fucking
god,
kills.
He's great.
I love that guy.
All right, so that's good for L.A. people. Yeah. If you're not an L.A. person, sorry. Janet and I tried to watch Last House on the Left, the remake.
With Ricky Lindholm
Garfunkel & Oates. Who I guess I hadn't been expecting to see a flash of her cans, but that happened. It's weird to see your friend's boobs. It is a little bit.
I enjoy it.
No, it is a little bit.
No.
I want to see all my friend's boobs. Is that weird?
No.
Okay.
I mean, when I worked with Jenny on Singled Out, and people were like, "You ever see her naked?" I'm like, "Everyone can." She posed nude a lot, but it was still weird for me to. I don't know. It just sort of feels like I have information about you that you don't have about me.
Yeah, I know what yours looks like. You don't know what mine looks
like.
Yeah,
so. Mine are flatter and less sand dollar shaped.
Not mine.
Just as hairy, though.
Much hairier.
But, you know, we Last House, the remake is very compelling to watch. But as Janet said about halfway through, maybe they could have pulled a couple punches.
Wait, did we talk about this?
We did last week. We talked about how you didn't finish it, did you?
Still haven't finished it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still have not finished it yet. But I'm going to. Someone said I need to. They're like, "No, you got to see the second half of the movie."
Like when I saw Capturing the Freedmans and I felt dirty afterward and I had to go just like drive. That's the only movie I ever had to leave and just drive for 20 minutes to think about it.
I remember there was this one time where I was working at a record store in Hawaii right across the street from the independent movie theater. And this guy I know, just kind of randomly, it was like this guy I would see out at shows and it's just like we're just kind of acquaintances. He comes in and I was about to get off of work. He's like, "Hey, how's it going? Hey, have you tried that place across the street?" I was like, "No, I'm about to get off of work and I was going to check it out." He's like, "Oh, let's go." And so we went and we were just kind of really getting along, having this good food. And he's all, "Hey, that new drug movie, Requiem for a Dream is playing right next door. We should go see that." I was like, "Yeah, this is I'll just go see a movie.
The feel-good movie."
Yeah, and I was like, fucking yeah, this is like great. A new friendship, some good food in my belly. Just got off of work. It's the fucking Friday. And then we go in and we see the movie. And then after the movie, we walk out and we're just not really even looking at each other. And I was just like, "Hey, I got a, he's like, "I'm going to take off." Yeah, me too. And then I ran into him a few days after that and I said, "Hey, what'd you do after the movies?" "Well, nothing. I just kind of went home and thought about shit." I said, "I did the same thing." Yeah. That movie ruined it. Just like the one time I fucking took a girl on a date to Dancer in the Dark. What a fucking dumb idea that was.
Oh, God.
Yeah, really ruined everything. Especially when she started laughing at me because I teared up.
I am going blind with my eyes.
I got really, I found myself really affected by Air Force One. Like, it's been on at the gym the last two nights I was at the gym. And, like, I started to get, like, weirdly emotional about it. Like, don't do that to our president. Like, in a weird, somewhat patriotic way. I probably would have cried if I was watching it with audio.
Air Force One, every time I think about it, I think about comedian Josh Fadum's joke where he just goes, "Get off my plane, Chewie."
I also saw Megamind on a plane. Megamind was fun. Megamind was a fucking phenomenal movie.
Yeah.
And then I got an email from a guy coincidentally 2 days after I saw it on the plane. He was like, "Hey, I'm one of the lead animators. I was one of the lead animators on Megamind. I work for DreamWorks." I'm like, "I just saw your movie."
Oh, cool.
And it's great. So if you've not seen Megamind yet, it is fucking phenomenal. Like,
yeah, it's a fun
one. The story is really great.
And animation's great,
funny,
too.
And the animation is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
A lot of pretty stuff.
Gorgeous facial articulations.
But didn't you want Megamind's of...
Spoiler alerts.
No.
Okay.
Didn't you want his voice to be voiced by Kevin McDonald?
Well, maybe if Kevin McDonald were available to do Megamind's voice.
Because he looked like Kevin McDonald's character in Sky High with a big
a
head.
Bit, yeah.
You know, and the mad scientist.
I am Megamind! Yeah.
She has an evil twin. Evil twin?
Evil! Hecubus!
Hecubus.
Oh, Hecubus.
Oh, master.
I would love to see Kevin McDonald and Dave Foley do some Hecubus action again. Oh, I haven't heard the Dave Foley Marin podcast yet.
Ooh, get ready. Steal yourself. steal yourself for that ride, friend.
Oh, no.
It is a trip down a bad memory lane.
Uh-oh.
It's like, and he keeps so chipper about it, but it's just, you feel, I mean, he's so awesome. Dave Foley is so awesome. I still really love him, but like he had some rough things happen to him.
Oh, man.
I recommend it because it's a lot of cool, interesting historical facts about Kids in the Hall and him and everything. And, you know, then but then there's the stuff about his ex-wives. And you're just like, oh, buddy, come here. Fucking, I get it. I get why you drink.
Let's hug it out.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
When you get that sling off your arm?
Supposed to have it on for about 3 weeks and then start, you know.
3 more weeks from now?
I think, no, like 3 weeks total. I mean, I'm starting to get a little more stuff, but it's still fucking painful.
You do that thing where they tie the thing here and then you get a stretchy thing and then you'll stretch it out. Oh, fuck. Think about that.
I don't know. We'll see. I should go. I can get workers' comp for it, so I should go to a physical therapist or
if you want to get better.
I really want my arm back. I'm having like a good time in my life right now, but this thing is just constantly bugging me.
You don't want him to take it like Jared Leto in Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah, exactly.
I want my leg back too.
Yeah.
I'm standing right now.
Give me back my leg.
Give me back my leg.
You still having disc problems?
I'm still having just crazy nerve problems on my leg where it hurts when I sit.
Oh, I thought you meant crazy nerve problems like it's a loose cannon. And it just goes off half-cocked.
What the fuck are you putting me in this shoe for? That's what it says.
I was watching Apollo 13 the other night.
Such a good movie.
And I just couldn't help but thinking of Fatstronaut jokes the entire time.
Fatstronaut.
I was wondering if Fatstronaut was going to be on, if they kept the Apollo program going, if he was going to be on Apollo 31 flavors.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, because you know, in space, no one can hear you scream for ice cream.
For ice cream, yeah. Fatstronaut.
Yeah.
Well, we have a slightly less fatstronaut now.
I would let's be honest. It's not, Fatstronaut is less about Matt than it is about the character of Fatstronaut.
Fat astronaut.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not Fatstronaut. You're not.
Yeah.
If I had to go to space, I would, and I would be a fat astronaut. But
yeah.
I don't think they could make the suits.
You're looking good. I mean, listen. It's important for you to start doing stand-up, and it's important for us to start making money so we can pay you more, because you're going to have to buy all new clothes.
What's funny is I haven't. Well, I mean, my pants are a little ridiculous
right
now.
Well, you should wait a little bit more.
Yeah, no, I'm going to wait. Yeah. I'm going to wait, see how fast I boomerang back.
Do it now. You just get that. Go out and get that one piece, Matt, and just hang it on your wall.
Summer's coming. There's snow in Burbank, but summer's coming.
Have a bitch and snummer.
Greta, my girlfriend.
Damn smart weather.
She said to me, she's like, "Well, I mean, your pants aren't fitting, but why do you have to? Your shirts are fitting fine." I was like, "That's because they never really fit."
Yeah,
they were tight before.
They're finally fitting. Yeah, no, I mean, like things wouldn't quite button, and now they just.
Oh my god, there's totally room there.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
good stuff.
Enough about me.
What kind of jokes are you writing?
That's the thing. I don't. I'm more. You got to figure that out, huh? Sort of what your voice is. I don't really write jokes per se. I don't know why.
Jokey jokes.
Yeah, but just stuff. Stuff that I've had in my head for quite a while and have not been able to.
I tend to give my jokey jokes away to people that can do them better. Yeah,
like the homeless.
Yeah. Hey, here's a cum joke you can use.
Yeah. Hey, you know, teach a man to fish.
I usually give my there's a comedian Matt Dwyer who I'm really good friends with. Every time I don't really want to do a jokey joke, I'll give it to him to do, and he'll let me know how it goes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What if it crushes? Do you ever feel like, oh, I had to give that joke away? Like, why didn't I take that $1,000 to go to that party?
No, because I don't think it wouldn't really fit anywhere, you know, in my act. It would just be a weird thing to get into.
So again, I mean, I don't want to keep bringing it up, but so you're saying all you had to do was go to a party and just give your opinion about sketch comedy, which you would do for free, except they were just going to give you $1,000 for that.
And there was free food and booze, and that's my thing.
But
I love that shit.
Let's be honest, it was raining.
It was raining.
It was raining, and I was really sick. Yeah. I was really feeling like shit.
And there were cuddles at home.
There were cuddles at home.
You were tired. You just did a pilot.
I think you should invoice Deanna for $1,000.
Yeah.
Just send her an invoice.
Yeah,
we'll get our mutual management company to send her an invoice.
She did seem a little bit weird when I was that bummed out about missing out on the money. She's like, "But we had a good time, right?" Like, yes, but
you know, $1,000, and then just cut to you in your head. It's just the montage of you running through a field with hand in hand with $1,000, like
no, fuck that
on the roller coaster at Coney Island. Is that still there? I don't know what's there anymore.
The roller coaster, yeah.
Cyclone, was it?
I went to New York. I don't know.
I know Kumail has a really awesome joke about it.
You know, like in Vegas, like in real New York, that roller coaster that goes around the whole city, where you can
goes around the city of Coney Island,
goes around the entire city.
Yeah.
You guys know that there is a Doctor Who MMO that's coming out.
Heard about that? Yeah, that actually sounds. I was, you know, it's weird. Before I heard about it, I was like, that'd be really awesome if there was a some kind of role playing game for Doctor Who. And I hate role playing games, but I would probably play it just to be like Doctor Who.
The Doctor Who MMO Worlds in Time is coming out soon.
What is MMO?
MMO.
Massive multiplayer online.
Massive multiplayer online. Or also multiple male orgasm.
Whoa!
No, here I go. Depends. Again. Another time.
Depends what site you're on.
Yep. Yeah, no, MMO is basically just like where
World of Warcraft is
an
MMO.
Why would that be a how is that gonna work?
You play as the doctor. You get to play as the doctor and you get to travel. Who gives a fuck? You get to play as the doctor and you travel through time. You're not gonna sit there and say, how does it work?
There'll be multiple time lords.
Matt, listen to me. If you have sex with a girl and it feels amazing, you don't stop and go, I don't know if I should do this. How does your vagina work? You just know it works.
Yeah.
What? But how does that?
How do you even think you should know? Because you didn't know what an MMO was. Wait, how is this going to work? Wait, what's an MMO? Hold on. Sub question: what's a video game?
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to play it. You got to try it when it comes out.
I just want to know what you're going to do with a bunch of fucking Time Lords.
No, there's also
everyone's Doctor
like
Who.
That's like saying if everyone's a warrior in World of Warcraft, then what about the orcs?
What about the orcs?
What about them?
What about the orcs?
Well, it's like DC Online. You've got that awesome DC multiplayer universe, but, you know, nobody gets to be Superman because everybody's going to make up their own shitty fucking...
Well, you get to make... Maybe you get to make up your own shitty
Time
Lord.
Time Lord? I don't want to do that. I just want to be Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Just the doctor. I want to be Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius.
I thought the exact same thing. Okay, this I did not mention last week because I just caught... a good chunk of it last night, but when I got home, Janet was watching Insomnia, which was pretty good.
That's the one with
Al Pacino and Robin Williams, who's phenomenal in it.
That's the I bought that DVD and I've never watched it.
Lots of fog in that movie.
Swank never hurt anybody. I wonder
except those kids at that school that she was where she'd learned karate. She hurt a lot of people then.
Yeah, she did.
Well, she
but you know what though? Karate comes from the inside.
That's true.
You know, I call the next Karate Kid the first Karate Girl.
I wonder if Hillary Swank, who I'm sure listens to the podcast, at some point when she decides to release her album of Broadway covers, I hope she calls it A Good Hard Swanking. I'm hoping that happens. Do you think she will?
Probably not, but there's always hope.
I started listening to a band called Dr. Dog, and
they're great.
I enjoy the music, but I am put off by their name.
Dr. Dog?
It sounds like a noodle story to me.
Noodle story.
It does.
I think it sounds like a 70s informational cartoon.
Dr. Dog and Professor Kitty were working on a vaccination for frowns. Noodle story.
A vaccination for frowns? That sounds great.
Yeah, Dr. Dog's good.
Yeah, it's a noodle story.
They're good. They're a good band.
They are a good band, I have been enjoying them
as well. I'm listening to a Paper Cup Band. They are very good. I like them a lot. You should check out their album.
A Paper Cup Band?
A Paper Cup Band. Very good.
I've been listening to John Mayer lately.
What? That's not true.
It is true, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. His second and third album are great.
Was Dave Matthews Band not shitty enough that you had to even...
No, here's the thing, man.
His second and third album are fantastic.
It's like, some of our interests really do cross over. You love computers, you love Doctor Who, and then I just hear these other wild tales of things that you like that baffle me.
Yeah.
You also like hitting children?
No, here's the thing. I don't mind hitting children, but here's the thing.
What?
With the John Mayer, I think he's so... His guitar playing, I really enjoy it. I like his tone. Every time he's got a new song, I enjoy the tone, except for his cover of Crossroads, which I think sucks.
What, like by Bone Thugs and Harmony?
No.
Oh, that would be
see
awesome.
The Crossroads. Wake up. Oh, okay, that's different Bone Thugs.
Gonna miss everybody. Gonna miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
Am I missing the John Mayer boat here? Because I'm the only one on that boat. Okay.
That's the thing.
And it's sinking. Because of the amount of herpes and shit that is covering the deck.
And that has bothered me. That his whole...
His whole, my press. Penis is racist because I've never had sex with a black girl.
Yeah, or I got a Dominican cock because his attempts at comedy have meant made me sad.
Isn't that the name of his last album?
He might be a super nice guy. He might be a very nice guy in person. I don't know him.
I don't think you can really knock a lot of his music.
I could.
Yeah.
It might be good. The truth of the matter is, I do not listen to John Mayer, so I'm gonna go out on a limb. This is very anti-internet, what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
I'm gonna not judge him because I haven't listened to enough of his music to form a good opinion. It's truthfully, and I admit this wholeheartedly, it is easy. He's just one of those easy, like,
he's fun to make fun
of John Mayer. But he's probably a fantastic guitar player.
He's such a good guitar player.
He's great, but like a good guitar player doesn't mean this is all preference. I don't know why I'm getting uppity about it.
No, that's okay.
That's the shittiest thing. When I say something about music, everyone's like, what a hipster, hating on everything. But like, you know, it's just not my preference. I don't like bland rock and roll.
Why do you hang out with Hanna-Barbera characters?
They
don't like your music.
You really don't got a lot going on.
I have the John Mayer signature Martin. That's my acoustic.
Really?
I have one of the three of them they made left-handed.
How come we're not making a song with when your arm gets better?
Yeah.
Once your arm gets better, buddy, we'll make a song.
We can make a song. We could write that Back to the Future musical. I don't know. Do you know how to play piano?
Yeah, I'm not great.
Piano?
I'm not great. I said piano.
I want to make that real
good. You're better at pianoing than I am.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can fake it.
I got a set of pipes, you guys. That's what I do.
You do have a fantastic
voice. I got a set of pipes. I'm barely passable guitar player. Barely.
Yeah. I'm a drummer.
Jonah's a good drummer.
Listen, I've been playing guitar since I was 10 years old. Whatever. I mean,
Humble brag. Years ago. Humble brag's hilarious. You know, I went on to Humble Brag the other day. On the front, the first page of tweets alone, I saw like five people I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to see it. You see all your friends.
Yeah. Well, you see that's a humble brag right there.
God damn it. What a meta humble brag.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking meta humble brag. It's hard.
Yeah, Jonah and I played some music together like 6 years ago at Comedy Death Ray.
That's right.
We bought you a kid's drum set.
Tiny.
And so there's big, tall Jonah Ray wailing away on this kid's drum set. And then we did a cover of Holiday in Cambodia.
Comedy at M-Bar.
Yeah, because whenever Furman and I would host the Comedy Death Ray shows, we made a pact that we would write a parody song for every time. So we have like 10 parody songs that are buried on my hard drive.
Yeah, we even wrote one for Dan Mintz because he was a late add-on, and we did it in Mike's car.
Here comes your Dan. Mints.
Here comes your Dan.
Yeah, we did that one. And then we also did M-Bar Paradise to Almost Paradise from Footloose.
M-Bar Paradise.
Yeah.
We did Louie Louie for when Louis C.K. came up. Sarah Smile
for Sarah Silverman. Yeah. Those were fun.
Shit. Wow. Fucking, was it Bill? Oh, yeah. Bill Dwyer.
We also Bill did Dwyer. For Michelle Balloon, we did Up, Up, and Away, My Beautiful Balloon. Yeah, yeah. I totally forgot about
that. That was fun. I just recently came across some pictures, some actual physical pictures from that night.
In the physical universe?
Yeah, I could touch the picture and I can turn it over.
I don't understand.
It doesn't move like a gift.
I don't get it.
But were you worried about your hard drive if you're moving it?
Mm-mm. No, it was like a picture in my hand.
Were people moving like Harry Potter's parents?
No.
Okay.
It was just a thing that was...
All right.
Zizzle, zizzle.
If you say so.
And I started full-time back at WebSoup.
Last week. Yes. Yeah, new episodes start March 30th.
Man, we got to do it. We're going to do so many... insane weird things. It's gonna be a weird season, Chris.
I know. It has to be weird and fun.
Yeah, finally I get to do Space Acquaintances, which is a sketch I've been pitching since the first season.
We're gonna have an actual set.
You're gonna be in front of an actual monitor TV thing.
Whoa.
We can involve the audience. They want more walk-on stuff. They want more crazy weird things.
In other words, less me.
No. Oh, okay. More you, actually.
Okay. Oh, good.
If you ever have time to shoot some sketches with me.
Yeah, I want to.
He's busy. He's writing a book.
My book, but I'm turning it in Friday.
Come on, man.
And by the time this drops, that means tomorrow.
When are we going to make the new
you can pre-order your book on Amazon
video.
Already.
We're going to make another. You cannot order my book.
You can pre-order your book on Amazon for $26.
What?
You can pre-order your book
my
on
book.
Amazon.
My book.
The anxiety is setting in.
You're fucking kidding
the
me.
The Nerdist way. You can pre-order it.
You're fucking
you
shitting
can pre-order
me.
It on Amazon.
That can't be true.
Yeah, I checked yesterday.
Can we get a monitor on Chris's heart rate now, Matt?
Wait.
It doesn't have cover art yet, but it is there and available for pre-order. So.
Looking at
Nerdist people, listen, if you could do bump the pre-orders up on Chris's book, which doesn't even have cover art yet, that would be fucking
guys,
awesome.
I'm one of these. I mean, listen, I'm writing the book. It's going to be done. I'm turning it in. I hope people get something out of it. I really genuinely, it has been such a fun process to write the book because the book is basically all about how, you know, I used to be a huge fuck up. And then I quit drinking and I kind of got my act together and I relied on the nerdier parts of my brain to try to straighten me out. Like all the obsessive qualities that were hurting me before I tried to turn into positive things. And so, you know, the book is sort of a philosophical approach to, you know, your mind and your body and how you manage your time. And I don't know, a lot of it's me saying like, you know, here's how I fucked up, or here's something I did, and here's, you know, hopefully this will work for you.
Yeah, but you're good at that. I remember one time I was having like anxiety, and I called you, and you were I think in Denver or somewhere thing at the time, and I said, hey, I my heart's racing, I don't like being around crowds, and you talked me down, and you were very good. You're very good at like, you know, relating and.
Did I say, oh yeah, don't ever leave the house, because that's when they'll get you?
Yes, exactly. That's how you started it.
That's pretty insane.
Very nice of you.
Oh my God, there it is. Matt just handed me on his iPhone in the Amazon app, the Nerdist Way.
Wow.
How to reach the next level.
Now you can pre-order it on Amazon. And what'll happen?
Hardcover. Jesus Christ.
When you pre-order it on Amazon, you get locked into the whatever the best price is.
Hey, who put all this shit in my underwear?
I wonder if it works like this. Guys, I'm going to write a book. Check and see if there's a book by me.
It's like in Bill and Ted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All we got to do.
Remember to leave the keys there.
Remember, we got to remember to do all that stuff. Such a fucking good movie.
Oh my God. Well,
available for Prime, $24.95. Chris Hardwick.
I hope people like it, and I hope people understand that it. And what's been fun about it is that
release date November 1st.
It's gotten me to. I knew it was going to be November. What's been fun for me is that it's really helped me to sort of. To put everything into more of a structure, and I've actually been remembering stuff like, oh yeah, that's right, that is how I usually would do things.
Are you going to have an index in your book? Will it be referential like that, or will it be sort of a more structured chapter thing?
What do you mean?
I want to reference anxiety, and then you go to your index. Is there I'm wondering if there'd be.
Are you talking about the
like
ebook?
How you? No, I'm wondering. I know I typed it like a phone, but I meant the book. Would there be an index in the book?
As far as I know,
I'm just curious as to how there. When book gets
will
indexed.
It have pages with numbers on the page? Will words be on this? What will comprise the book?
Fucking forget it, guys. I don't care if there's an index.
It's just two covers and there's no pages inside because life is what you make it.
Chris, Chris, will there be a bibliography?
I think there will be an annotated bibliography. So I can footnote my references. Yeah, I'm kind of excited. I got to go to Penguin next week after next and go meet with all their marketing people and take the picture for the cover. Oh my
shit.
God!
That's incredible.
I'm freaking out!
I don't care if it has an index.
No one's going to like my book. No one's going to buy my book.
Yeah, and no one's going to be in Boston. And no one's going
to... Shit, Boston.
I am organizing Massachusetts. I am using my Massachusetts powers.
Let's talk about Massachusetts for a second, because I got an amazing email from a guy who... and again, I mean, this just shows you the kind of... super sweet people that listen to this show.
Super
sweet people.
That's probably what they sound like, Jonah.
Hey, Nerdist guys.
Here we go. Are you ready for this?
I couldn't believe that guy, the Korean guy on the video. That he talked like that. I couldn't believe people actually talk like that.
What are you talking about?
Good reference point. No.
There's a video online of this kid.
What are you talking about? Sharp right turn, Myra.
There's a video online of this kid who got kicked off his Xbox Live account because he mentioned something about a Holocaust Anyway, so he got kicked off Xbox Live, so he posted a video response, and he talked like Jonah just did.
Ha ha.
But like, but for reals, legitimately.
The reason that I was kicked off of Xbox Live.
So the hacky nerd voice that we do all the time is
apparently there's a guy.
It's like kind of the reason I was kicked off of Xbox Live was not because I did anything bad. I just said the word Holocaust. I said, this guy's going to die in a gaming Holocaust. And I guess you can't use the word Holocaust. Yeah. So put that. So put
naturally, someone's remixed that into a song.
No, I don't think it's happened yet.
Get on it, nerds. I what are we waiting for?
Holocaust. Yeah, so just whatever what we just described, put that before Matt's sharp right turn. I was kind of
like, he went back for the insult.
I was skimming through last week's Hostful podcast, and there's just like me and Chris were talking about something. You're like, I should have worn a belt with these pants. And we're like, what? He's like, I just should have worn a belt with these pants. And we're like,
should have.
And then I said it was on point.
Yep. But it wasn't. That was why that was funny.
All right, so okay, so this is
sorry.
That's okay. No, you guys are having fun. It should be fun, you guys.
Jonah's having fun.
I'm having a blast.
It should be fun.
I was feeling kind of weird today. Now I'm feeling better.
Why were you feeling weird?
I didn't get to make fun of anybody.
Matt Myers is coming.
You've been treating Matt like a knife sharpener the entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
Just the entire episode or the entire podcast?
Well,
hey, come on. We're friends, you and I.
Yeah, outside of this room.
Yeah. But when the gloves come off and the recording starts, we keep on pushing back Chris's thing. But come on.
That's all right. Just get him back in here.
No, come on. It's a fun jab. You got at me. You got me earlier. With my bad impressions.
Well, they weren't bad. It was just they were very similar. That's all I was trying to point out.
They were not, though. That's the thing. And that's when
But what's weird is that when you listen to it, you'll realize I was right, and you will never apologize about it.
Yeah. Why would I do that? Why would I admit that I'm wrong?
I mean, I'm just checking. I mean, I would admit when I'm wrong, but I haven't been wrong.
Love in the afternoon. Mm-hmm.
It's a good Sunday.
All right, I'm trying to sign on.
I think the first thing I said to you when you came up the elevator, too, nice beanie.
That's exactly what he said.
No, I said, hey, beanie baby. Yep. That's what I said.
Because I had my beanie on.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, you do have a little beanie on.
Yep.
Yeah. It accentuates.
It was cold.
Did, is that a Dave Matthew issued?
No.
Put this beanie on.
It's from the good people at X Large. Good.
Ooh, X Large.
Did that come with a hacky sack?
Didn't. I feel like it should have, though. I'm going to take it back.
Hey, wiener dog.
I'm going to take it back to those people I got it free from.
Them's Mean Streets. If you're a wiener dog in a cardigan, Norm McDonald.
Yeah.
We got to get Norm on the show.
Fuck yeah, we do.
First
live stand-up I ever saw.
I don't know him that well.
I got his number. You need
it? Yeah, can I just have his number on the air? And by air, I mean the digital webs. All right, so here we go. I want to read an email from Nerdist podcast listener Christopher Coleman, who is awesome. He wants to do, this is what he wants to do. Hi, Chris and the Nerdist boys.
That's us!
Hi!
Obligatory opening line. I'm a huge fan of the podcast, and I love the Hostful episodes. Scoring points already. buckle up. This is a long email.
Go.
For the past couple weeks, my manager has been demanding I take a vacation. I don't really have any good ideas on what to do or where to go. But then I heard Chris's entirely desperate, please, for people to come to his show at the Wilbur Theater. Jesus Christ, please come to that show. Sounds like a great way to spend a weekend. I've been to Boston once, fell in love, this guy lives in San Diego, fell in love with the city, and have been looking for any excuse to go back ever since. What better reason than to see one of my favorite comedians perform? What better reason, in all caps? One small problem. I don't know anyone that lives in the Boston area. Sad face. He wrote sad face. He didn't make a sad face emoticon.
Yeah, face.
This normally wouldn't be an issue. I've traveled alone many times before. I'm okay with staying in a hostel and dicking around one of the coolest cities in America by myself. But really, if I'm traveling across the country to see a stand-up comedy show, I want this to be one of the most memorable weekends of my life, which is why I've purchased a couple extra tickets.
Oh, shit.
Yep, last night, in a moment of drunken enthusiasm, I purchased a total of 4 tickets to the show. Here is proof. And there's a picture.
Drunken enthusiasm. I should call my album that. A moment of drunken enthusiasm.
So here's what I propose. I will give 3 extra tickets to the one fellow Nerdist fan that lives in the Boston area for the low price of hanging out with me that weekend. To find my new BFF, I'd like to run a contest of sorts on the Nerdist Facebook page, which, by the way, is facebook.com/Nerdist. Basically, anyone who wants the free tickets would have to comment on the discussion thread that I will create. A brief number one, a brief explanation of why I should pick them and what and the fun we would have together. Fair enough.
You can go to the MIT museum.
Yep. Two, you look for treasure under the city. Two, what they have done to promote the show in the Boston area. This could range from updating their Facebook status with show information, posting flyers around town. I like the way this young man thinks. I will then choose the winner, my new BFF, and we'll have the most epic noodle story-filled weekend ever.
So many noodle stories.
Hopefully this will encourage your Boston, Bostonian fans to promote the show and may even get more people to like the Nerdist Facebook page. I am okay with that.
Yeah, me too.
And then he included a couple facts about himself just so you can know who he is. Christopher Coleman, age 25, male, heterosexual. I'll read this the way he wrote it. Name, Christopher Coleman, age 25, sex, male, sexual orientation, heterosexual, sexual ability, disappointing. Religion, Doctor Who is my time lord and savior. Political leaning, neo-ironic hipster anarchist. Special skills, skipping, building blanket forts, magic tricks, rolling polyhedrons, dancing awkwardly when there's no music, ability to look good in sweater vests, probably making good spaghetti, not being a rapist. Future aspirations.
I pride myself in that, actually. Yeah.
I put that on my special skills when I go out for auditions.
Not a rapist.
I'm good at not being a rapist. Future aspirations, running a marathon, convincing Jimmy Pardo to do the mega podcast, which he will never do. That is the worst idea I've ever heard. Hugging Matt Myra, never dying. Turn on, boobs. Turn offs, babies. I guess that about sums me up, he says. I'll try to resist putting up an image of Pedo Bear when posting the Facebook discussion thread. But seriously, thanks for letting us do silly things on your page. I know I've had a fantastic time in Boston at your show, no matter what happens. So
that's awesome.
That's going to be the thing on the Nerdist Facebook fan page, Nerdist.com or Facebook.com/Nerdist. Like us there. Then go see Christopher Coleman's post and make your plea as to why he should give you the three extra tickets that he's bringing along with him to hang out with him. What a fucking awesome idea.
That's a great idea. I like it. I like that kid. I like his moxie.
I like the cut of his jib.
You guys should go, before you see Chris, go to Anna's Taqueria. And then thank me later in Twitter form. Go ahead. I've had people saying, oh, don't tell people about Anna's. It's so good. But it,
everyone
should know.
Taqueria.
So, Chris, what you do taqueria, when you go taqueria, there taqueria, is you taqueria. Walk up and you get a super carnitas.
Oh, Taqueria. Come on, Anna's Taqueria.
Super carnitas. Can I get a
for
super carnitas?
For my annotated bibliography? Should I put super carnitas in my annotated bibliography?
Please. See? See?
Okay.
Hey, that reminds me, Jonah Ray actually went to the burrito stand where Enjoy Your Burrito was born and took a picture of it.
It's a great burrito. It's a swordfish burrito.
It is a gorgeous looking burrito, put that up on the website.
Weirdly, he responded to my pics or it didn't happen.
He did respond to
it. Pixar didn't happen, dude. Yeah, it's great. It's and Chris had a good idea that we should probably try and do some kind of tweet
flash
up.
Flash
mob tweet up and have everyone get these amazing brews. And then, since we're in San Pedro, we can drive down Gaffey, go over to where Sunken City is. You can go over there, and that's where they spread Downey's ashes in Big Lebowski. And it's right up in on a hill right above that is the Korean Friendship Bell, which is where the fellas from The Usual Suspects meet up in L.A. for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
someone did a free Matt Myra shirt.
Yes, Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Mike_McCarthy did a fucking great free Matt Myra shirt, and he photoshopped a free Matt Myra shirt onto Winona Ryder.
That image is from me getting interviewed about getting hit by a golf cart on True TV.
Oh, man. Good for you.
It's really hard to pay attention.
You're slimming down now. That golf cart might kill you if you get run over again.
Really hard to pay attention to the shirt with Noni. There.
Guys, here we go. Noni Horowitz. Here we go. Next email. Robert Victorino. Hey guys, huge fan and religious listener to the podcast. I'm also a huge TV nerd, and recently a friend turned me on to this British show called Misfits, and it's fucking amazing. It's like Heroes mixed with comedy and British angst. Keep up the good work. Best luck, Matt, too, with quitting the fruit computer store you work at and going to your entertainment business, into the entertainment business, and Jonah with your new show. And as always, enjoy your burrito.
Thank you.
P.S. Excelsior!
Hooray!
By the way, we were taking emails for questions and comments before, but I just set up a page for Quements.
Which I wish there was a top link to that, because you got podcast, home, and then
Maybe I'm redesigning the Nerdist site.
I understand that, but would it take so much effort to just put a link
maybe
somewhere?
Maybe mid-March or so, there might be a refreshed Nerdist site.
Relaunch.
Yeah, so if you go to Nerdist.com/Clements, Q-U-E-M-M-E-N-T-S.
Just as simple as that.
Yep.
I want to talk about an open love letter to the Nerdist podcast.
Okay.
By Eli Gundry.
Since we're all circle jerking each other, let's do it.
Yeah, but I just want to say this guy did a very, very nice blog entry about us, and we really appreciate it. We read it, and it's a very nice thing. He says it kind of he was working two jobs and going to school full time, and wasn't doing too good, wasn't too happy, and you know. Doing the listening to the podcast kind of helped him break out of it. Yeah, it's like you know, it's a pretty long. I'm not going to read any.
Where can we see this?
Oh fuck! ElyGundry.com. How do I fucking find the? Well, his
what's his Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's
what's his address? We'll just go to his house.
Here it is. I don't have it set up, so I can. I'm sorry. This is really. His name is Eli Gundry. How do I look at? Tell me how.
The hell app are you using?
Twitterific.
Yeah, I know it feels like a radio
it's
show.
It's all one word, Eli Gundry. ELIGUNDRY.
Yeah, Eli but Gundry. Thanks for listening, Eli. That was a very nice thing you wrote.
Yeah,
about
Eli,
us.
I used to. I did that too. I did two jobs and full-time school, and it sucked, and I didn't finish school. So yeah. Good for you.
But he dropped one of the jobs, asked his parents for some help, and then went to school full time, and now he's fucking kicking ass at school as going to be a computer
That's
programmer.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's you know.
I'm very pleased to hear that.
Yeah, I'm hearing from a lot of I got recognized again, this time at Chipotle. Like it's interesting. It's a weird thing. I've never had to deal with any sort of that kind of thing of people just knowing you.
Well, the next thing you know, you're going to be on TMZ with Harvey and his sippy cup.
Tom Lennon and I were on TMZ once. We held hands.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, just for the show, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Matt Myra, Kyle Morgan wants you to give him a shout out.
Kyle Morgan, you Twitter me a lot, and I thank you for it. And I'm glad you're listening to it. And you are supposedly our number one fan, but we will have a death match later between you and others to find out. It'll be a bracket, March Madness style.
That's what's going to happen?
Yeah. I mean, I'm working on it.
I don't understand how that works. So you would have to...
Remember the Karate Kid and the bracket they had?
The brackets.
Brackets means sports.
All right. Let's see. Probably cut this out.
No, let's leave this.
What, the just us on our phones?
54. Okay, yeah.
I have to go to a fucking meeting tonight.
What time?
8:30.
Chris, you doing an album anytime soon?
I'll probably do an album later this year, I think. That's part of what the tour is. Oh, yeah, I have a tour.
There you go.
I have a tour. I've called it Chaotic Good because, in my opinion, that is the best D&D alignment you could possibly have. Chaotic Good. So it's a Chaotic Good tour, and then we're going to start rolling out dates, you know, for the rest of the year. Awesome. So technically it'll start in Chicopee on April 8th, and then Boston April 9th, and then just go from there. Yeah, the Chaotic Good tour. Look out for it. Is that on Amazon too? I would shit myself again.
Not yet.
Here we go. An email from Joe Rosario. Or maybe it's Joe Rosario. Joey Roses. From New Jersey.
Joey Roses.
Hey, Chris, Matt, and Broken Arm Guy. I just want to
What the fuck, man?
That's your fucking name now. Deal with
Someone
it.
Someone recently was just like saying, like, love the show, Chris. Also, the other guys, Jonah, Matt, and Ray.
Ray is great.
Ray is really a lot better
Ray,
than me.
Ray's he
really
the unsung kind of hero. Is. He's the unsung hero.
Jonah, you're fired. Let's keep Ray around.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm only 15, but I'm a lot more mature than other people my age.
That's what I thought, too.
that's what everyone thinks when they're 15. Yeah. Doesn't matter. I wanted to say that what you're doing... Well, first of all, this is a very maturely written thing, so maybe... I just want to say that what you're doing is helping me find myself, and it really helps me get through the day. I want to say I love the new Hostful podcast and that you've been doing, and I love the podcast so far. I hope I'm not a bother. Please read on the next Hostful. No!
No.
I will never read that email I just read.
You know
Keep
what helped
potting.
Me get,
Thanks,
you know,
Joey Roses.
You know what helped me get through the day when I was 15? Snack time.
Snacks and jacks.
Yep.
Eating snacks and masturbating. Snacks and jacks. That's when you're getting through the day. Guys, guess what?
What's up?
We're taking over the Meltdown Comics.
Back at the Meltdown Comics.
And we have just announced our first show.
Oh, yes.
We're going to take over Meltdown Comics April 1st. Well, technically April 4th, because that's the first show.
Do it April 2nd, just so people don't think we're fucking with
you. You're confusing people! April 4th at Meltdown Comics, the Nerdist Theater?
You still haven't thought of anything?
Well, I think I'll call it the Nerdist Theater. I guess or the Nerdist Space. I just don't know what to fucking call it.
Holodeck.
I wanted to call it the Holodeck, but then I feel like it needs to say Nerdist at the back of the store so you know what it is. So it
the Nerdistatorium.
The Nerdistosium.
Nerdistorium.
Nerdistorium?
Nerdistorium.
It's clunky. Nerdistorium.
But it's purposely clunky, which is what's kind of charming about it.
Plus, you just roll off
Nerdistatorium Theater.
The Nerdist Dome?
Nerd Dome.
But there's no, it's not really a dome.
It's not really a theater.
That's not. It's a gallery space where we're going to put a stage and a curtain. And some
curtain's up.
Lights. We put a curtain up.
Yeah, Todd Glass gave us a curtain. We put it behind the box.
Oh, that's great.
It really focuses the attention to this. Yeah.
April 4th, we are going to devote the entire night to Black Dynamite.
Woo!
Starting at 6:30
p.m.
A screening of, yes, not 6:30 a.m. A screening of the film Black Dynamite, one of the best comedies
past 10
in history. Yeah. At 8 o'clock, a panel with the actors and director of Black Dynamite.
Michael Jai White.
Michael Jai White. Scott Sanders. Byron Mins.
The guy who played Bullhorn.
Yes. It's going to be phenomenal. You come, we'll do the live panel. There will be a Q&A. Then after the panel, there is a signing for the first issue of the Black Dynamite
and
comic, Escape from Slave Island.
Yeah, don't think I won't be in line for that signing of that comic book.
I'm sure
here's the thing.
Sounds awesome.
So here's what we're going to be doing.
I'll get the
signing will probably start like 9:30-ish, depending on how long the panel goes.
Mm-hmm.
The signing will be free for anyone who wants to come and buy a comic book and then have them sign it. But the festivities before, tickets are $15, but that includes the movie and the panel. And if you buy a ticket, you will get priority line access for the signing afterwards. So full night of Black Dynamite. I'm like, just as a fan, I am beyond psyched just to be there for that.
I also love the alliteration there. Full night of Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite.
It's a full night of Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite.
Bullhorn on the ones and twos. Come one, come all.
So that'll be fun. So please come out to that. Details of that are for all of the ticket info for any of the shows, of course, are at nerdist.com. Anything else coming up you guys want to talk about before we wrap this show?
Well, this is coming. This going on Thursday.
Yeah,
it's tonight. Go tonight is Deanna's art show over at Meltdown Comics, the meat show.
The meat show.
Yeah, yeah. So that's good. Seven opening receptions. 7 to 10 p.m. There's going to be Allie and Georgia serving up some of their meat drinks.
Ooh.
It's going
to
be good.
I got to tell you, one of the most exciting things to me about doing the podcast, I mean, you know, despite the fact that we're begging people to come to our events and shows, but what's cool about that is that we are forming these fun nerd clusters all over the country of people that we would hang out with.
Yeah.
It's nice. I don't know. It's just nice. Does that sound weenie?
No, I think it's really cool. I like it. You know, it's a neat way to. We were just talking about this. It's interesting that people are paying attention. I know we talk about that a lot, but just it's pretty rad.
Like, well, we're everywhere. People like us are literally everywhere. I mean, yeah. You lived in Hawaii. I'm from Massachusetts. You were born in Tennessee, raised in the South, and yet we share this
I was
nerdy
born in Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
This nerdy sort of thing that
and we all come
of,
together in all these equal ports. You know. Except for the fact that Matt likes Dave Matthews Band and John Mayer. It's like a weird...
Let me tell you guys, the Hollywood Bowl in October of 2008, when John Mayer came out to play on number 41, I lost my shit. That was both of my favorite things in one
spot. Everything
you can
besides
like whatever
that,
you want. It's okay to like whatever you want.
That's weird because I feel like I can't.
All right, you can like it. I don't care. Maybe he's great. I don't listen to him. That's just me being a snotty.
I didn't listen
person.
To his last. I never really got or well, I have his last album, but I haven't listened to it really.
You just wanted to support him.
Yeah, felt like it.
But I will say this: when people come out to my live shows for this Chaotic Good tour, just because it's D&D named. I want people to come in costume.
Fucking dress up. That would be awesome.
I want people to dress up at shows. I want them to be like weird little mini. Because I always come out after the shows and say hi to everyone. So there's like a signing afterwards if you want me to sign stuff. And I don't mean talk to the deaf. I mean like actually write on things. So if you want, I will talk to them. So 6140, just want to make sure when to cut that out. All right. I want people to dress up, and I want the shows to be super fun.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a good time.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's the end of the show. Last week I did talk about, I was going to put a sniper song at the end of the last week's episode, and I forgot to.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it this week.
Nice.
You ready? Enjoy.
That kind of sounds like the crowd noise in Nintendo. Whenever there was crowd noise generated in Nintendo, it always sounded the same.
Boom, ding, ding. Boom, ding.
There's a lion in the desert, and he's waiting for the call, and he's listening with his lion ears, but he don't hear nothing at all. There's a songbird in the forest, singing a broken song, while the other songbirds cry for her. She knows it won't be long. We're so different, me and you. We don't like the same food. We don't like the same boo. But these words that the lion whispered are these words that I'll sing to you. I want your cans, I want your cans, 'cause they fit right in my hands. Hanging on to your globes like a ship on a stormy sea. I want your cans, I want your cans, 'cause it's all about romance. Well, they may not be perfect, but I guess they're good enough for me. Share my load. We're so different, you and I. We don't need to know how. We don't need to know why. But as a lion said to the songbird, just spread your wings and fly. I'm gonna make that guitar cry. We'll be right back.
your kiss. Fly away, little songbird.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.